You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello, football friends. Yes, this is Alex Mearns, and you are feasting your ears on, well, the best football podcast, the best football show in the land, The Football Hour. And it's about time I do another transfer time tunnel. And I say it every week, money, money, money must be funny in a football world. Money, 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 always sunny in the transfer time tunnel world. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich football world. Oh, yes. The new feature is based on the Premier League riches. Premier League clubs currently spend hundreds of millions assembling pretty average teams. The money is too stupid. So I thought I'd see what some players from the past would cost these days if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest sides. If Alvaro Morata cost 70 mil, how much would Pele cost? Seriously. Or Nemanja Matic, he cost 50 million. What would Bobby Charlton cost in his prime? Well, I'm going to work it out. Because, my lovely Football Hour friends, I'm going to work out the transfer time tunnel for this squad. Manchester United's 1999 treble-winning team featuring Golden Balls Beckham, precision passer Scholesy, captain fantastically hard Roy Keane, and finally, simply one of the greatest players to ever grace a football field, Gary Neville. Oh, yes. So, do you want to know what we do? Well, I'm going to tell you what we do. We start from the goalie and we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of each player now. Then we'll work out the total for the team. Are you sort of getting along? Are you seeing how it's working? Okay. It's all based on the player's age at that current time and obviously how good they were compared to players who are being transferred in modern football. And I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who the most expensive team from history in today's current market. Good idea. Currently, France's 2000 Euro winning squad is top of the transfer time tunnel table, totaling a massive 851 million. So, how much will Fergie's boys cost? Let's work it out. In goal for that treble-winning season, the big Dane, Peter Schmeichel, probably the greatest ever Premier League goalkeeper. Schmeichel was famous for his massive physique, 6'3", and he weighed, whilst he was a player, 15 stone, 10 ounces. That's insane, mate. During his playing days, he used to wear specially made extra, extra, extra large football shirts. None of these skin-tight ones for Schmeichel. He basically won everything. And he won the UEFA Euros with Denmark in 1992. However, Big Pete was 35 when United won the treble in 99, so his value wouldn't be too high because of his age. So I'm going to go with just 14 million. He played for another 4 years before retiring, so 14's worth it, isn't it? Right. Into the outfield players now. Man United played a 4-4-2 during the 99 season, and I'm picking my team with the players that played the most matches. So, you're going to find out who's in it. Starting at right back, Gary Neville. One club man, over 600 games for the Red Devils, 82 England caps, quite remarkable. He also subscribed to the podcast hour. I met him at a first-class hotel lounge, which I was obviously working in, not flying from, and I was serving him in Heathrow. And he gave me a £30 tip. He's generous with his money. I'm sure he got enough, but he was generous then. Top player, great professional, brilliant attitude. Sort of everything you want from a player. Good crosser as well. United scored plenty of goals from crosses from Bex and Neville. So, if Kyle Walker costs 50 million and he's never won a thing, what would G Nev cost at the age of 24? I'm going with 58 mil. First centre-back, Yap Stam. Voted UEFA Best Defender, 2 occasions, of course he was brilliant. Was 27 in 99, so a good age for a centre-back. If he was the best defender in the world at the time, he's going to command a high price, isn't he, boys and girls? So I'm going to go with 50... Sorry, no, I'm not going to go with 50 million. I'm going to go with 75 million. Wad. I dropped that down, didn't I? Next to Stam, he's not so brilliant defender, Ronnie Johnson. Do you remember him, United fans? Norway international, won 4 Premier League titles. Lucky bloke. Was 30 in 99 and wasn't half the player Stam was, so I'm going to go with just 18 mil. Left back. Here's a player I like. Proper player. Two-footed, scored pennos, scored free kicks, won 19 major trophies in his career, somehow got away with playing for Leeds United and Manchester United. Dennis Irwin, how did he do that? Crossed the Pennine divide there from Yorkshire to Lancashire. Was 33 in 99, so for a fullback, you can't ask for a large fee, can you, at all, at 33? So I'm going to go with 15 million. So, football friends, that makes the back four and goalkeeper cost a total of 180 million. Not a bad back four for that price, is it? No, it's not. So, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back and do the midfield and attack. Okay? Good deal. All right, see you then.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Before the break, we did Manchester United's goalkeeper and back four for transfer time tunnel. Now, enter into midfield. So, we'll start on the left, and it'll be Ryan Giggs. What a player, a marvellous dribbler, lightning pace. How can we forget his goal in 1999 against Arsenal in the FA Cup semi-final? Won the most ever trophies of any Man United player. He is, of course, the only player to score in 22 consecutive seasons and was only 25 in 99. If Bale was worth 85 million 4 years ago, what would Giggsy be worth? Let's go. Giggsy's price, 115 million. Big price, but would definitely be worth it. Longevity, mate. Longevity in that player. Into central midfield. The Premier League beast. One of the best CMs of all time. Roy Keane. I love him. He is the greatest competitor I have ever seen on a football pitch. He pushed his side to endless success and played for over 13 years during the greatest period of success. I think the greatest captain of the Premier League era. He won 7 Premier League titles as well. He was 28 in 99, so prime years, but not many 28-year-olds go for huge money. That's why I'm going to go Roy Keane, 65 million in today's market, if a Premier League club wanted to buy him. Next to Keane was a little ginger bloke who wasn't quick and he couldn't tackle, but still managed to be one of the greatest central midfielders England's ever produced. Paul Scholes could put a ball on a sixpence. Thierry Henry, heard of him? He named him the greatest Premier League player he's ever seen. Was 24 in 1999, so his best years are ahead of him. He's going to be worth so much cash. I'm going for 110 million. Wow. Right midfield, Mr. David Beckham. Sir David Beckham. England captain. Best crosser of a ball ever. One of the best techniques in footy I've ever watched. Ballon d'Or runner-up, 24 in 99. The most marketable football player on the planet. He'd be worth 140 million. And that's just in shirt sales. I'm sorry, that is just in shirt sales. Oh, up top. Yes, please. York and Andy Cole up top. This team is class. Dwight York, 52 goals in 90 games. 27 in 99. So I'm going to go with 59 million. He would guarantee you goals for 59 million. I think that'd be a snip. Absolute snip. Next to him, England's Andy Cole. 222 career goals. Premier League Golden Boot winner. 27, same age as Yorkie. In 99, I'm going to go with a little bit higher just because he's English. There's a premium on English players. I know that. You know that. So let's go. 65 million. That brings Manchester United's 1999 treble winning side to a total of 734 million, which is nearly 100 million short of France's Euro winning squad. That's incredible, isn't it? Oh, I love Transfer Time Tunnel. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, footy friends, that's Transfer Time Tunnel. We'll do one again next week, I promise.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly.
I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on the Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at the Football Hour and DM us your details. I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you. I need you, football friends.